Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. La, 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 la.
That's good stuff.
It's Friday.
I just read again Sammy Hagar talking about the tour that no one's talking about, where he'll sing for Van Halen his songs and David Lee Roth will sing his.
Is that happening?
No.
He's just talking. He would like to do that.
I have to believe that people keep asking him.
Yeah.
But I swear I read it.
That'd be big bucks for all of them.
It feels like a couple times a week. I guess he's got another one of his projects out there. Did he do a solo album just the other day?
He did. And then on Monday night of this week, he did the acoustic for a Cure thing. I mean, it's not the guy is not busy.
Right. So that's why he's in the press a lot.
He wants to get back in big stadiums and kick major ass.
I mean,
I'm sure he must miss that. The guy's like 70 years old.
I know.
Boy, our rockers are hanging right in there, aren't they?
No. Not all of them.
No. You're right. Actually, oh my God. I saw this thing this morning that just like made me. They're saying Eddie Vedder is now the Betty White of grunge, because all the other lead singers are dead. Like if there was a Mount Rushmore of grunge singers, like he's the only one who's still living. I mean, there's, you know, of course that's not totally true, but they did name all the big ones. They're like people. We need to guard Eddie Vedder. We need to keep him alive. He's our Betty White.
He seems to be... you know what? So did Chris Cornell. Never mind. I was going to say, he seems to be well-adjusted and doing okay with it, but I thought Chris Cornell was...
He seems to be the only one who really... Because even Eddie Vedder, like, the dude seems a little, like, awkward and, you know, is it... He had a quote one time about surfing that I loved. He was like, the ocean does not care who you are. Like, that it was... It felt like... Maybe that was the only place he felt comfortable because he didn't have to, like, think about, Jesus Christ, I'm any better the whole time, you know? Like, the ocean doesn't care. I'm just here.
Well, and you can go into the ocean, and no matter who you are...
It'll get you, if it wants to.
You can very seriously walk off the beach and find yourself fighting for your life in a snap and go, oh, my God, life is not... as
guaranteed.
Easy as it seems to be.
It's not promised.
There's no app for... Come get me, right. I'm drowning.
Are there any fans on the beach? Can someone come and get me, please?
I mean, we laugh, but...
hilarious, yeah, drowning.
I understand why he would say that. I agree with him 100% that's part of the whole adventure out there, no doubt.
Like, of all of them, like, if you'd put them all in a lineup, he's not necessarily the one I would have picked to be the last man standing, because he's actually lived very dangerously at times, too. I haven't heard anything about substance abuse from him, but he's the monkey. Like, just the things I've heard from you, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. It is actually quite amazing that dude hasn't killed himself in concert, the way he monkeys around on stuff.
I thought a lot yesterday about Chris Cornell as the stories kept coming out, and the latest is most definitely he committed suicide, and it was not autoerotic, and it was just...
Which I'm actually thankful that it isn't, because I find that to be so horrifically... I mean, it's all horrific. It's not. There's nothing good in this, but it's just like... It's like an added layer of, like, ugh, on top of what's already a horrible situation.
The thing that I kept seeing was people talking about his last show, and we might have seen hints here or there.
Of course
there.
They're all looking.
The main hint that I see is that, and I don't expect his wife to tell us, we're not owed their
explanation,
interpersonal communications or whatever, but for her to have sounded the alarm
after an hour or so of not being able to reach the guy,
that leads me to believe there was more going on there than has to.
I know.
She's with a rock star. For a rock star to not be reachable for 1 hour seems to me like you'd go, yeah. Like, look at Franti. His wife has to let him adventure. There's no... I don't know how often they're in touch. Probably a lot, but...
Sure.
I can't imagine that she'd sound alarms if she couldn't get the guy on text for a minute.
I might. He constantly does seem to be, you know, communicating
really?
And posting pictures. I might be like, where the hell is Michael right now? Let me just check his Instagram, see where he was last, and see if I can
alert
the local authorities.
It would be out of character, correct.
But
anyway.
Who knows? It's just awful. This has been such a crazy week. Just to have that sort of on top of the whole thing is just like, it's crushing.
You know, on Facebook, it's neat how people can sort of share their thoughts about things. And I didn't even bother to steal a picture and post it and be like, rest in peace, because I've already done that 3 times this year or whatever. Right. It seems to be like the internet doesn't need my contribution of stolen pictures with rest in peace to it. But what I really enjoyed yesterday, not enjoyed, but I actually have friends who knew the guy. And their stories that they were able to tell on Facebook about their
interactions
with him were really neat. He was a neat dude. He was really nice and actually really humble, considering he might very well be the best rock voice, had been the best rock voice alive.
Right.
So.
I know.
Anyway.
Terrible.
I don't.
But you're right about people like reading into the, you know, the last stage appearance, and there's reviews everywhere, and everyone who was ever at that show, and all the people who in the future will say that they were at that show.
Right.
You know, those are coming out of the woodwork. I wonder. I doubt Spike was at that show. It was a weekend night, a weekday night.
Well,
but we have a friend who produces. It's Mojo in the Morning in Detroit. This guy, he used to produce our show when we worked together the first year we were ever together in Philly. And although he probably would have, I don't know, I would have seen a post or something from him if he had.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was a fan, too, I think.
Oh, for sure. Well, one of the people I'm talking about, she used to do promotions for K-Rock.
Oh.
And so all their big events that she'd put on. Soundgarden had played their events, and he's just that dude walking around where you go, she wrote, he may be the most beautiful thing I've ever laid eyes on, and then he's humble and sweet and generous and kind, and then he goes on stage, and that comes out of him.
And owns it.
So, anyway.
That, that voice. God, man. You know what's the worst thing about death? Is that...
Oh my God.
And there's a lot of bad things about it. Is that here we sit, you know, for 2 days, it's all you can think about and it's all you can talk about. And it's like, you know, where were we when the dude was still? I mean, not that we didn't have an appreciation, because you do, but when something's finally gone is when you really start to go, damn, I should have, you know, done this or seen that or, you know, listened to that more. Or it's just, I don't know. Well, I guess that's why they call it a loss, you know, because there you are. Sitting and stewing about it.
So
anyway, it is Friday.
Yeah,
so
let's switch gears. So what do you got going on? Your parents are gone.
They're gone. You know, now it's back to work, because I actually got the week off because back to work at my house on my...
Oh, the yard work.
Yeah, for me personally, I got the week off because I was taking my parents around and, you know, hanging with my mom. And
did your dad go back there and help John?
He did.
Was that their bonding stuff?
Well, he's 77, so there's less now. So mostly they did the errand runs, because there's always, we need this gasket, we need this connector, we need these nails, you know, whatever the hell gets needed back there. And actually, they fixed like a sprinkler problem we were having, and... But I had to, you know, kind of, and it's hard because, you know me, I'm a total control freak. Like, now what's happening? And I have my lists going, and I had to make, anyway.
I do know that.
I stepped out of that. I had to. And then yesterday was the first day that my parents weren't here, because they were here all day Wednesday. And so yesterday we started the windows. We bought these windows at Urban Oil. Who cares? Anyway, I'm back to work.
I do.
And I took pictures for you.
I didn't realize the saga had gone on this long, but Bryn was the one who pulled up and said, we've been dealing with your backyard adventure for 4 years. It's a long...
No, we haven't.
Don't you remember? He pulled up the trees.
The trees, but... That's not... This is a whole separate project. This is like the final...
It's the trees. It's been 4 years. It goes
ever
it dates
since
back
they cut that GD
right.
tree down that all of a sudden revealed the condo complex behind me.
And there goes all your backyard nude tanning.
Yeah, that ended that day, Vinny.
It's too
Unfortunately,
bad.
You know, I was half undressed just heading out to the backyard when I noticed, oh my God, every condo in that complex can look right into my backyard.
But you lubed up and did it anyway, right?
Well, you know, one last time. You know me. I love being naked. So
you're awesome.
So this weekend, that's I've got to get those windows done. They have to get done. So that's what. And what are you doing? Something much more fun than that, I hope.
Well, for I hate that stuff. So pretty much anything's funner than more
fun. Oh, my God. I actually like it. I feel like I got something done. And
you do this to yourself.
I can stand back and look at my work and go, I did that.
Anyone who hears you saying, like, oh, I have so much. But they've all listened to you for so long, they know you go project after project.
I know.
This is what you do. So it's clear you love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I do.
Because you could easily go, we're not doing any of that anymore.
Yeah.
The house is excellent.
But
we're all good.
It's not excellent enough.
Right.
I need it to be, you know, as much as I complain about the work, and it does suck scraping and painting things, but then you're done, and you've done it, and it looks amazing, and it's everything that you hoped it would be in your head. And
I hope so.
Oops, let me actually hit the wood here. Yeah. So that's my big deal. And then I'm going to see some friends tonight, so that'll be fun.
All right.
I was driving in this morning, and I always hear those ads for the Greek Festival in Oakland.
What?
Year after year, I hear these ads.
Over there?
Yeah, from CBS. And it just sounds so damn fun. And there's no food I like better than Greek food. I was like, maybe I should round up the family and go over there on Saturday night.
You're saying Greek food's your favorite food?
Oh, my God. I love Greek food.
Better than Mexican food?
Yeah. It's just not as widely available. Like, I mean, you know, those spinaca canolas and stuff.
No.
Oh, it's so good. You've eaten a kokari.
Well, yeah, but better than a burrito? A good burrito beats everything.
No. No.
Tacos beat everything.
They're delicious, Vinny. I agree with you. But like, if you gave me a choice on any given... You know what? Maybe it's because I have so much Mexican food that like Greek food has risen. Like, if I didn't live here where you can get decent Mexican food, like then I would start to crave it. But I have that all the time. Like, I love Greek food.
All right.
There used to be this little Greek restaurant by our house. It was actually the Dipsy Cafe, and then it's owned by Greeks, and then they started to do dinners there, and we were there all the time, but it was always empty. I was like, oh, this is not going to last long.
It didn't catch.
But it was delicious.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, so yesterday I got home.
Yes. Oh, and did the family greet you at the door?
And there's the family.
Oh,
no.
How wonderful.
They'd gone to the beach.
Oh, had they?
So I was like,
it's 1 o'clock.
That's no. Well, I did that, of course, but what's it to you, punk? So they go to the beach, and I start getting pictures back. I'm just going to show you this one because I realize not everyone can see this. But look at this kid.
Oh my God, her hair is so long, Vinny.
I know.
She looks 5 years old.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
So is she tall too?
Well, look at this. Let me see if I can.
Oh, look at her. She's like a little model on the beach.
Isn't that funny?
She's got her sunglasses on.
So
she's a cool girl.
This is the thing, though. I couldn't be happier. Like, that's what a three-year-old kid should be doing.
Playing on the beach.
Play in the sand. Be in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Wear your sunscreen.
Of course.
But go have fun.
Right.
So I was super happy as I was getting these pictures. I wrote, are you having fun? And the missus wrote, I'm relaxing and she's digging in the sand.
Yep.
And I went, that's how you do it.
That's exactly what mom wants and exactly what the kid wants. Let me get sand in every crack.
Do it.
They'll hose me down later.
They hit the beach. They took a nap. I played guitar. And
what a nice day.
Taken a little nap or something.
Oh, you. What?
Then I had a light workout.
Oh.
Dinner.
What'd you have for dinner?
Repeat. What did I have for dinner? Burritos.
Oh.
Speaking of.
Your favorite.
Well, come on. Really? Greek?
Oh, it's so good.
You like where they just cut.
Oh, I actually don't like lamb, so I don't eat a lot of lamb. But they do that skewered chicken. And I love all the sauces. And I love the...
I like a Greek salad.
The grape leaf wrapped, you know, dolmas or whatever they're called.
And I don't...
Feta cheese, Greek salad. Come on, man! It's delicious!
Do you like sushi better than...
No.
Okay.
I do like sushi, obviously. I mean, like, I like everything. Yeah. I mean, maybe it is sort of a big leap for me to say Greek's my favorite, but man, I love it. Right. Greek salad any day of the week. No onions, please. I can't have them. They hurt my stomach. It's always onions.
All right.
Onions.
So you may have noticed if you're listening that it's just us two
Yeah,
right
hey,
now.
It's just Sarah and Benny.
I'm here. You guys are doing great.
Oh, hey. You're in the dark. That's why I didn't even know you were there.
Sit in the other seat.
Why don't you
seat?
Sit in the other
She's
seat
not
so we can
in.
See?
No,
yeah.
Guys, I don't want to.
Uzi took a personal day today. Bryn is under his normal Friday load that I give him every week and then some.
I'm just looking at all your live spots and.
Please
know,
don't. Do you have to remind us?
I'm preparing.
What are you reminding us for?
I need to mentally prepare to remind you guys of stuff. So.
Yeah.
It's so funny how sometimes there's
on
conversations
the
as things, possibilities and vacations come up, and we've had to talk and we go, do you think we can get Hooman to do that? Probably not. Never mind.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
He's
sit
doing
there!
It. He's doing it. Yeah. Can you, we want you to sit where we can see you.
All right, so here's the thing. They designed.
You feel very alone. Didn't you just like all of a sudden realize? I'm like, oh my God, we're totally
No, it's
alone.
All good. I just wanted to, because clearly people plug into the fact that, where's Uzi?
Yeah.
Where's that voice?
Where's any other voice besides Sarah and
right.
Benny?
They designed this room for my setup to be here. So I could sit there, but I have to keep walking over here. You want me to do that?
Yeah.
Why
oh
do you got to, why does your setup?
And turn the light
what
on so
setup?
We can see you.
You mean the
well,
phone screener?
I mean, I guess I could tell you. You know, we've got a bunch of contests today between.
Oh, all right.
Know,
sit where you're. Sit where you got to sit.
Just fine.
But turn the light on so I can see you. I miss you. Your little
it hurts
face.
My.
It hurts my eyes.
Oh, it does.
I don't like the fluorescence. Do you like the fluorescence?
No, but the TV cameras can't. We have to have them on for the. Every time the TV cameras aren't on, just you know, for your information out there, people who watch the show, we turn off all the lights in here. We just sit in almost utter darkness,
like the good old days.
Yeah, like just the glow from the board and all the little lights and the machinery in here. All right, hey, no matter what, it's Friday all day. Super excited about it. There's a lot of cool trash today, too.
Oh, good.
Once we get past the sad stuff. So we'll start with that right after this. KLSC, KLSC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.